Gus Bailo from St. John's Prep is joining us. He is a senior. And Gus, welcome. Good to be talking with you.
Good to be talking with you, Bill. Thank you for having me on.
We've our paths have crossed numbers of times over the last several years, whether it be at St. John's Prep or at the North Shore Navigator Games, where you have been the last number of years as well. But Gus, you have a unique so-called position, if you will, at St. John's Prep as a senior this year, a student. But for the last number of years, you've also been their PA guy. And if I want to know what's happening with St. John's Athletics, I'm going to you on your Twitter account, too. So tell us a bit about how all that got started.
Yeah, so I started this my sophomore year. I knew I wanted to do broadcasting going into St. John's Prep. It was a passion that I had. I did not know it was going to be of this magnitude of doing all the games and all that. But Mr. O'Leary, who was the former athletic director, reached out to me at the end of my freshman year, and he said, would you like to be the voice next year? And I said, of course. And from that time, I've been doing all different kinds of games throughout the last 3 years, sophomore year, junior year, and then obviously senior year, with doing all the different sports. And I've been doing football and soccer in the fall, basketball and hockey in the winter, and then baseball and lacrosse in the spring. So it's a good mix of sports, and it's a great opportunity to do it at a school like St. John's, where the athletic culture is very high. So it's awesome and a great opportunity.
Yeah, they built that wellness center just for you, Gus, I'm thinking, right?
I don't think they built it just for me. It's a great facility, and we've had it for, this is the third year we've had this. So it worked out perfect timing for me, because the first year that we had the facility was the first year I took over as the voice. So it worked out perfect for me. But obviously, it's a very nice facility with pretty much everything. We got the basketball court's been in full use really since its opening back in August or September of 2017. And then obviously we have the weight room. The amount of growth that's had over the last couple years is phenomenal. So it's an amazing facility. It's grown so much in the last 3 years, and I'm very excited for its future with more programs being built and just the overall culture. I'm very excited to see where it goes.
Yeah, and the pool and everything there. It's funny, you know, 2 years ago, Gus, it's one full year ago from now. Lynn English was playing a basketball game over there, a tournament game one night.
Yeah.
And they were going to be playing in the new wellness center. Well, there was a freak power outage in a little bit of Danvers, and it impacted the new wellness center, but not the old gymnasium. So they ended up at the very last minute moving that game over to the old gym. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember doing that game. I was doing the PA for it. We found out right before that the game was going to have to get moved. So we had to tell both teams, Lynn English and I think it was Andover.
Yeah.
We had to tell them, like, hey, we're going to move over to the other gym. And we thankfully got the game in. I'm very happy we got the game in, because it was a packed house. Memorial Gym was filled that night. So I'm very thankful that we were able to get it in the old gym. I mean, obviously it's not ideal, but we made the best of it. And that's a situation that you really can't predict for. But, yeah, I do remember that.
I want to ask you about what's ahead for you, but I'm going to hold that question for a moment here. We're talking with Gus Bailo, senior at St. John's Prep. Gus, if there was a memorable game or two for you over at the Prep, what might that have been over the years to watch and do the PA for or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of great games I've done over the years. Hopefully some more, but, I mean, obviously with the situation on right now, we just don't know. There's been a lot of great games over the years I've done, and I've watched a lot of great games. I PA'd a lot of great games, but they all bring their unique taste to it. And what I mean by that is, you know, whether it's a game-winning play or whether it's some kind of tribute before the game or something, it definitely makes it memorable. But if there is one game I had to pick off the top of my head, one game I remember doing a PA for was definitely my junior year when St. John's football was in the Division I North Final. And they were playing, they were playing Central Catholic. And it was the first time that the Prep is hosting a North Final in a long time. And it was a great crowd that day. The Prep won 21-0. And they were going to the Super Bowl for the first time since 2012. So that was a great game. I remember doing PA. And I think any of the big games I've done over the years, like the hockey game against BC High a few weeks ago, when they were in the Super 8, that was a great game to cover and watch.
Mm-hmm.
The football state championships were great too. I mean, all the sports had some great games over the years. So it's been great. All these games have brought their own memories to it.
Well, I'm thinking we're going to hear more from you in the future because, Gus, you're headed out to the University of Kansas. And tell us about the program you're enrolled in there and what's ahead for you come September.
Yeah, so I am planning to attend the University of Kansas in September, and that is basically going to be it's a journalism school. Now they have the journalism school that they just redid this past winter, and so everything's brand new, which is great. And the reason why I picked it is just because I liked the new program that they have, and I also liked the pride that the school has. There's a lot of pride that goes into the school, the athletic program. I'm sure everyone knows KU basketball. I mean, it's a big thing out there, and there's obviously a lot of things that we're going for, and the campus is just nice, too. I mean, it is a little far away from home, but it's a great school, and I'm very excited to head out there.
You know, when I was your age, too, Gus, I always remember I had some favorite announcers that I used to, kind of admire and kind of study. Let's put it that way. But who are some announcers today that you kind of say, this guy's pretty good or this person's very good?
Yeah, no, there's a lot of great announcers out there. I want to be like one of those one day. Hopefully that would be like the dream. But I like Al Michaels. I've respected Al Michaels for a long time. Sean McDonough, I'm actually, my dad knows Sean McDonough personally, so he's been doing some college football games over the last couple years, and I really like how he calls games, so Sean McDonough is up there as well. Al Michaels, like I said before. I also like Jim Nantz, too, over at CBS. There's a lot of great announcers, though, out there. Like Bob Costas, too, I've respected him. Mike Tirico, there's a lot of great announcers.
Yeah, you picked up some good ones, that's for sure. Well, Gus, I guess let me just ask you to circle back to the situation that we're in right now. As a student, as a senior at St. John's Prep, obviously you're not in school, so what's keeping you guys busy now?
Yeah, I mean, we're in the middle of remote learning right now. St. John's is on remote operations for the time being until the situation, hopefully dies down. But the community has been really amazing so far. Everyone at St. John's has been great, just dealing with the situation. And the school leadership has been, unbelievable. They're doing everything that they can to make the situation the best. But we're on remote learning right now. We are the seniors. Our last day is on May 1st, which is what it was supposed to be before this whole thing broke out. And I think the big thing is that we're hoping that we have a prom and graduation and all that. But we're going to have to see because we don't know, obviously, what's going to happen with the pandemic and with the situation. But we're hoping that we have a prom and graduation sooner rather than later. And obviously, too, I'm hoping that we have the spring season. But, I mean, we're just going to have to see.
Well, Gus, hang on the line with me for a moment, but I just wanted to point out, I've been looking to do this with you for a long time. You are a real standout, and congrats to you. You've been, for your high school career. I think you're going to be very successful beyond that. And again, thanks for taking a few minutes to join us.
Yeah, thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate it.
Gus Baylo from St. John's Prep here on MSO News Sports.